The following program is sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you joining us for this special telecast today. I'm going to share with you a simple teaching that can change your life, but then we're going to show you the power of water baptism by letting you see on this program and hear some of the most powerful testimonies. Watch this and listen to this. This is God's word to your life. Mark chapter 1, verse 9. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And immediately coming up from the water, he saw the heavens parting, and the Spirit descended upon him like a dove. Then a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." If we're not careful, we get to thinking that water baptism is something, especially those of us who have been baptized, is something in our past that, you know, done that, been there, and got the t-shirt, and that's great, and I'm excited for these people, but it really, you know, that's a memory, that's about all it is, and it's so much more than that, so much more important than that. As a matter of fact, I believe that we're supposed to draw from the benefits of water baptism your whole life. There were three things that Jesus did and that happened to Jesus when he was baptized for you and I to understand that there are benefits, three of them, three great benefits from water baptism that are not ending when you get baptized, but you are to remind yourself of these three great truths your whole life. Jesus opened the way for blessings to be received through water baptism that you can draw on the rest of your life. And here they are, three. The Bible said when Jesus went into the water that the voice began to speak. The voice of God from heaven, and God said, "You're my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." A voice spoke. You know what else happened? The heavens were parted. And the Holy Spirit descended like a dove. And here's the three benefits that you are to continually receive from water baptism. Number one, and they're going to put them up, all of them. Everybody read the first one out loud. Baptism provides an occasion for God's announcement to your soul. You see, when that voice spoke, God made an announcement about his son Jesus. A divine seal of approval was proclaimed. God was speaking over his son. And he said, "You are my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." The father said, You've well pleased me. Why? Because he was pleased with his son's sinless state. As he was standing in that water, the father looked down, and the Bible is clear. Jesus was in a sinless state. He was tempted, but he had never sinned. And he's standing in that water, and the father says, "I am so proud. I love you. You're my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." You're in a sinless state, and look at the humility that you're standing there in that water. You didn't have to do that. You did it in humility, and you're doing it in a sinless state. The Father's confirmation of the purity of his son. And I'm preaching to people in this room, and I'm preaching to people at every campus and online. Something happened this week. There are many people, you did something, you thought something, you said something, something happened that tore your life up, and now you feel like you failed the Lord. Maybe you did. We don't make light of sin. We believe in living holy and living clean, but the truth is there comes those times when we all fall short. We feel the deficiency of confidence because we failed the Lord. We feel drained because the joy of the Lord doesn't seem to be there, because we feel rejected. we feel unworthy, and then we come to the waters of baptism, and God proclaims the same thing over you that he proclaimed over his son standing in the Jordan River. He does not see you in your sin, but if you've been to the cross and been washed by the blood, he sees you in a sinless state. And he pronounces, and his voice booms over heaven. His voice booms over the powers of hell. And he says, you are a person that I'm speaking over, and you are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter. And today, not one day when you get in heaven, but today I am well pleased with you. We need to hear that. You might have messed up. You wish you could go back and redo some things. But the Father says, I see you through Calvary in a sinless state. The blood has washed you clean. And when you're standing in this water, what I see is what I saw when I looked on my son in the Jordan River. A sinless, beloved son or daughter of the Most High God, in whom I am well pleased. Why don't you just turn to somebody around you and say, God wants you to know he's well pleased with you today if your sins are forgiven. You're in that equally true place. You are a sinless child of God. Let that resonate into your soul this morning. When the enemy's trying to suffocate you with guilt, with condemnation, accusing you, you are God's child, and he is pleased with you. The second thing that you are to continually draw the benefit of, baptism provides a setting for spiritual breakthrough in your circumstances. The Bible said that the heavens opened when Jesus was baptized. The word opened in Greek is schizo. It's the word from which we get a negative word, schizophrenic, which means the tearing of the mind or the soul. But in this particular case, it's used to describe when Jesus came out of the water that there was a tearing in the heavens. One translation said a tearing open into the invisible realm. And that is exactly what happens in water baptism. Is suddenly something is supposed to happen in us that we see into the invisible realm, not spooky and strange, but we see spiritual things. Our eyes of understanding are made wide open to the fact that I don't battle with flesh and blood, but I see into the invisible realm. And I see the enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And it's not flesh and blood, but it's the power of the enemy. And they that be with us are more than they that be with them. When you understand that, when you understand that you have discernment into the invisible realm, because now a whole new world has opened up to you. You don't see things like you saw it before. You don't live like you lived before. You don't want the things you used to want because the heavens have opened up and you are part and a citizen of another world that is more real to you than this world. That's a powerful supernatural thing. And you can get a breakthrough even in a baptism service here this morning in that area. And then lastly, baptism provides, everybody out loud, baptism provides a way to ceaseless overflow of the Holy Spirit in your life. It's this amazing verse that John chapter 3, where he said, he whom God sent, he gave the Spirit without measure. John was talking about Jesus, and he said, he whom God sent, I noticed that he had the Holy Spirit given to him without measure. And then Jesus, 17 chapters later, makes this statement to his disciples. He says, receive the Holy Spirit. The same Spirit that was on me, you receive the Holy Spirit. And then he makes this powerful statement. And as the Father sent me, so now I send you. How did the Father send him? With a measureless outflow of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit without measure. You have a limitless resource of the Holy Spirit that empowers you, that comes upon you, that is available to you. It's really amazing. And what is going to happen is when I baptize these people, the Bible said that we're buried in baptism with Christ. When they go down into the water, it's their funeral. I told them in the first service, it's your funeral, enjoy it. The worst thing in the world that you can do when somebody dies is not bury the corpse. And some of you got saved 2 and 3 and 5 years ago, but you've never had the funeral and buried the old you. And the blood of Jesus brought them, saved them while they were in Egypt, but the water is what separated them from Egypt and said that they will never return to the devil's territory because the water was between them and the devil's territory. There's something about burying the old you that is supernatural and powerful. When people feel dirty inside, they usually wash outside. Pilate said, I wash my hands. You know why he did that? He felt guilty inside, and he started washing his hands, saying, I won't have anything to do with crucifying him, even though he knew he was crucifying him and okay with it. And he washed outside because he felt guilty inside. The Levitical priests would wash before they went into the presence of God. Listen to me. Here's what I'm trying to say, and I'm almost done. There is no such thing in the New Testament as an unbaptized Christian. There's not one person in the New Testament who called themselves a disciple and Christian who was not baptized, immersed in water. Not one. The forefathers, the writers of the New Testament, the Apostle Paul, etc., would be astonished at how many Christians have never been baptized in water. It was not, read church history, there was no early church built that did not have baptism tanks where they baptized the people in water. It did not exist. Only in the modern church are these things happening. And it may be why we struggle so much with the old nature. Do it like God said, do it. Repent and be baptized, every one of you. The word baptize means, it's baptizo in the Greek. Listen to this. It means to drench, to dip, to dunk, to deluge. It means to soak, to sink, to swamp, to saturate. I thought this was neat. Do you know that John the Baptist translated baptizo, John the Dipper? That's literally what it means. John the Plunger. John the Soaker. And then Jesus had the same title. Only he doesn't dip you and plunge you and soak you in water, but John said, he who's coming after me, he shall be Jesus, the dipper in the Holy Ghost and fire. The saturator in the Holy Ghost and fire. A continual, without measure flow of the Holy Spirit. Are you thankful for the power of the Holy Spirit? And it's without limit. Glory. Preaching myself happy. In Acts chapter 8, the Ethiopian went down into the water and came out. There was no sprinkling. Not against, if that's how you grow up in what you grow up in, but when you see it in the scripture, do it like the Bible said. Well, I was baptized as a baby. Well, did you repent when you were a baby? Did you believe in your heart when you were a baby? Did you have a clear conscience when you were a baby? Because they are the three requirements for baptism. Repent, believe, have a clear conscience with God and be baptized. In all due respect, we bring our babies to be dedicated like Jesus' model. Give me the children, suffer them, let me bless them. He spoke a blessing. That's baby dedication. You can't baptize a baby. We don't baptize infants here. And I appreciate anything a parent wants to do to have the blessing of God on their life. So I'm not putting that down at all. But it's not in this book. You can't really be baptized until you're old enough to believe, to repent, to believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, and know that your conscience has been cleansed. And you approach God excited about this place because the old you has passed away. And behold, all things are new. Are you ready? Are you ready to hear what only Jesus can do? I want them to come on out, and we're going to celebrate. And I say to you, marching out, enjoy your funeral. I want you right now to just open up your heart and let God speak to you through real life testimonies you're about to hear. As I mentioned at the opening of this telecast, we like to hear from people. We like to hear their stories. The Bible said we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. When we start telling people what Christ has done in our family and in our life, it brings the power of God's grace to the forefront in our life like nothing else. If you need to know somebody cares about you, pick up that phone, dial the number on the screen, or send us an email. We will have a team that is praying for you. Now let's go back into the service and listen to these testimonies. Got a fan base out there. New Beginnings, you're part of New Beginnings. Wonderful, wonderful. They're a noisy bunch. Pardon the noise, it's the sound of freedom. Amen. What's your name, and tell us a little bit about how you got here.
My name is Jennifer Freeman. I spent the better part of the past 20 years in and out of addiction, but about a year ago, I came to New Beginnings, and thanks to God and the staff there, I've completely turned my life around, and I couldn't be happier about it.
Been clean how long?
2 years. 2 years. And I graduated Friday.
So you graduated this past Friday.
I'm now a graduate, and I'm a staff member. I run the dorm with the mothers and children. And God's done so much for me. I just want to give my life to Him and serve Him.
What would you say to people that are struggling, that the enemy's telling them, this is just who you are, and this is how it's going to be, and you can't change?
It's an absolute lie. You're who God says you are. You're who God says you are.
And He's speaking over you. Think about that. You are my beloved daughter in your sinless state because of the cross, in whom I am well pleased. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Anoint them with oil and heal them in Jesus' name. Fantastic. Here comes another winner from the New Beginnings. And so did you hear about the program? How'd you end up in the program?
Somebody told me about the program. I've struggled with addiction, for a better part of my life. And suicide attempts, depression. And I just ended up at New Beginnings, and they've changed my life. They've helped me.
Had you ever, I talked about a few minutes ago, the heavens being opened and like, you see a spiritual side of things. Because really, it's not enough just to come down and say, Jesus saved me, forgive me, and nothing happens. But when you really get saved, the heavens open up, don't they? When you went there, did you begin to see who you were and why Christ wanted you free?
I did. I remember, I was on my knees at the cross, and I was just surrendering everything that I had. And I just knew that what I've dealt with, my main thing was abortions. And I never thought that I would ever be forgiven for something like that. And that, but He can, and He has forgiven me for that. And I just,
Powerful, 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 powerful. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Bless her, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Use her, Lord. Anoint her, Lord. And give us your name, please.
My name is Megan Taylor.
Megan Taylor. And you're from New Beginnings.
Yes, I'm from New Beginnings.
So they had a, were you a graduate also?
No, I have 3 more months before I graduate, but yesterday was my year sober.
1 year. Everybody shout praise God. 1 year being sober. After many years, I assume.
After 8 years of addiction, I was an IV user of meth, and I was into prostitution, and I lost everything. I lost my son. I lost my family. And God is restoring that.
Really?
I haven't got to see my son yet, but I know the promise that God has made me. And I will get to see him one day. And when he sees me again, he's going to find a changed person.
I believe that. I feel that. You know, that's the beauty of this. It's your funeral. Enjoy it. You're burying all of that. And when you come up, we see who you really are. More importantly, God sees who you really are. And your light is shining. Can you see Jesus in this woman? Can you see Jesus in this woman? Baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Lord, restore what the enemy has taken in Jesus' mighty name. How you doing?
I'm great.
What's your name?
Elton Johnson.
Elton, and how long have you been coming to Free Chapel?
About 2.5 months.
Good. How'd you hear about the church?
Actually in a sober living place called We Are Living Proof. And, you know, they come here, so that's how.
You came with them? And what happened?
Well, you know, I battled with drugs and alcohol for like the majority of my life since 17. I've been in prison. I've sold a lot of drugs. I've did a lot of drugs. And I never actually thought I could live life sober, but Jesus came and set me free, you know.
How long have you been sober?
You were a little under 3 months. A little, about 3 months.
Yeah. 3 months. That's a great victory. That's a great victory. Praise God. Amen. Anything else you want to say?
I used to watch you on TV, and I'm like, man, I like this guy right here. And I.
Thank you for watching. Thank you so much.
I never thought I'd be right here with you now. I'm blessed.
He's right here with me. This is a miracle I'm touching. We're proud of you. God's hand is on you. He's well pleased with you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this miracle. And I baptize him in the name of the Father, the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 I believe that what you've heard today was what God intended for you to hear. Something was said that touched your heart. And that's why you're still watching this program. And I want to give you an invite that God loves you, that God cares about you, that Jesus Christ came and died. He lived a perfect life and died a horrible death so that I could be forgiven, so that you could be forgiven. Say, Jesus, Savior, Healer, Deliverer, I need you. I confess with my mouth and believe from my heart, you are the Son of God. You died and rose from the dead. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And today, come into my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, tell somebody. Get on the phone or send us an email or call a family member or friend and say, I just gave my heart to Jesus Christ. And we want to send you some free material and help you in your next step for what you need to do, which, by the way, I hope you can find a good church in your area and tell the preacher, I want to get baptized in water just like I saw on Kingdom Connection.
Thank you so much. God bless you. I'll see you next time right here on Kingdom Connection.
The red alert warning sirens were sounding almost constantly, day after day, as thousands of missiles were fired into Israeli civilian centers. 13 Israelis were killed, and many were wounded, including some children. But even more common and widespread were the invisible wounds these attacks left on children. These are wounds that scarred their souls. In Israel, tell me there is no post-trauma for thousands of Israeli children. The trauma has been regular and reoccurring for far too long, for many their entire childhood years. To help bring comfort to the nation of Israel, we have been led to build bomb shelters in the region of the nation that has been under heavy attack, the Eshkol region. Thanks to your generous support so far, we have finished the construction of one of the shelters, and it was used as a safe place to run during the most recent escalation. Jensen Franklin Media Ministries received this memo from our contacts in Israel. We can sincerely say you have saved lives by affording us this bomb shelter, and our residents give thanks for your organization daily in these uncertain times. These buildings will not only bring safety to the community, they will be used for trauma therapy that children and families desperately need. When you give, the ministry has some special gifts, including an olive wood mezuzah and a powerful teaching from Jensen Franklin. You can be a part of the miracle to help bring comfort to the nation of Israel. Call now or go online today.
Hello, I'm Jensen Franklin, and I wanted to personally thank you for watching Kingdom Connection on TVN. Every day, you can get a fresh word from God right here on your TVN network. Thank you, and God bless you.
This program has been sponsored by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries. We hope you've enjoyed this teaching by Jensen Franklin, and thank you for your continued support of this ministry. Your prayers and financial support make these programs possible. For more information about this message and other ministry resources, visit us online at jensenfranklin.tv.